learning the Shuvah of Ravadi Yosef, Shailot B'Shuvah Chavadah, tonight Chelek Dalet, Siman Mem Aleph. We've definitely discussed the topic in Siman Mem Aleph, although in my Sefer it wasn't marked off, so I guess we didn't learn it formally here, so let's do it. He says, someone ate meat, and after your meat meal, you took a spoon of ice cream, you said, Shakol Niyabi Dvaro, you're about to eat the ice cream, and you remembered that you just finished the meat meal. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you taste the ice cream and leave it? Do you not taste the ice cream? What exactly is going on? So he says, look, the Baran Chulin, which starts off, that says you can't eat, you have to wait. You have to eat meat, you have to wait to eat milk. So the language of the Gemara is interesting. It says, ad l'su'uda acheret, su'uda acherita, until the next su'uda. You can't eat at the same meal, you have to wait until the next meal. So the Rambam and the Rif say, yeah, they used to eat two meals. That means 6 hours. They didn't do lunch. There was a morning meal and an evening meal. You have to wait from one to the other. I don't know how many people are eating meat in the morning. Doesn't matter. You have to wait. The Rambam writes, from one to the next.
More than if there's two meals, 10 hours.
I don't think they waited 10 hours. The sunlight, they had other issues. They didn't wait 10 hours. Okay, approximately 6. At least, you can wait more. But minimum 6. Maybe they're trying to figure out when the winter, the smallest time was 6. Tosfot there says, no. Su'uda acheret. What's su'uda acheret? The next meal. Not the next time. The next meal. Remember, they had these small tables. You take the table away. New table. Su'uda acheret. Say Birkat Amazon. Tosfot there says. Say to Birkat Amazon. Maybe you have to wait an hour. Different Tosfot. You have to wait a little bit. But an hour? Move the table. Next meal. Leave me alone. Who said 6 hours? So the Shulchan Aruch says, we follow the Rambam and the Rif. 6 hours. The Shulchan Aruch writes 6 hours, and the Shach there writes Kol Nisa Yesh Bo Reach Shel Torah, whatever that means. If you smell like the Torah, you wait 6 hours. Okay. Hopefully, even if you don't smell like the Torah, Torah sounds pretty good right now. But the Rama writes for Ashkenazim. He writes the Minhag is 1 hour, and then the Shach gets upset. All the Ashkenazi poskim are like, "What are you talking about? We don't do that. We don't do that." Ask your local Ashkenazi poskim what to do. But for Sfaradim, it's black on white. Yeah. Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. Okay, one step. Okay, so fine. It's a takana de ravana, meaning the Torah said don't eat meat and milk that were cooked together. They were cooked together. I do want cooked together. One and the other, the Gemara says, takana de ravanan, you have to wait. Okay, so now what do? So you're not allowed to eat meat after milk. You're not allowed to eat milk after meat. Why? You have to wait. According to Shulchan Aruch, 6 hours. So, okay, what are you going to do, though? You made a bracha. So if you don't eat it, what happens? It becomes a bracha levatala. You made a bracha for no reason. Right? You have two options. Either you eat the ice cream and you violate this Yisur Derabanan of eating ice cream after steak, or you don't eat the ice cream and the bracha becomes a bracha levatala. The Rambam writes black on white in the Tshuvah, bracha levatala is Yisur Doraita. You make a bracha for no reason. You violate that which is said in the Torah, Lo Tisah Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Okay, that's pretty, not only is it in the Ten Commandments, which doesn't make a difference here, but it's a mitzvah d'oraita. So he says, well, wait a minute. So what are your two options? Either you eat the ice cream and violate Yisur d'Rabanan, or you don't eat the ice cream and you violate Yisur d'oraita. So which did you do? So you have to taste it. Yeah, you have to eat it. Because why? I'd rather violate Yisur d'Rabanan than violate Yisur d'oraita. I'd rather not violate either. But Dr. Levinson's right. You can't sit there, and meaning once you take one, you can't just finish the tub. You're taking the ice cream just so it's not a bracha levatala. So you taste a little bit of gamarnu. You can't sit there and finish the tub. That's already not, that's because you're hungry. That's not because you want to get around it. Now what about for the Rama? Because told the Rabbi Nizham there says, what bracha tisa shem, what does it mean? Lo tisa shem asem elokecha lashav. What does that mean? It says, so Rabbi Tam doesn't even say that. He says, don't use God's name Lashav. Lashav is a technical term that means for no reason. Don't swear falsely. Don't say, I swear to God, this is red. But that's false. That's the Yisur d'Oraita. Yenishva al Shav or Sheker, different. We get this, we'll debate. What's a Shavuot Shav? What's a Shavuot Sheker? They're both false. Was that any sort of oraita? When you get up and say, Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shehakol Nihiyah B'Dvaro, before you eat ice cream, did you lie?
No. Shehakol nihiyah b'dvaro. Everything was created because he said so. It's true. Or if he would get up and say, borei priya eitz. He creates the fruit of the tree. It's a true statement. True fact. You're right. Chazal wanted you to do it. But if you didn't say anything wrong, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, you didn't violate any Isur d'oraita. You only violated any Isur d'rabanan. So, okay, for the Sfaradim, it's black on white clear. Because for Sfaradim, if you eat the ice cream, you violate any Isur d'rabanan. If you don't eat the ice cream, you violate any Isur d'oraita. So eat the ice cream. But what about it for the Ramah? According to the Ashkenazim, if you eat the ice cream, you violate any Isur d'rabanan. And if you don't eat the ice cream, you violate any Isur d'rabanan.
Oh, after the 1 hour.
So after the 1 hour. So everybody writes, yeah, but you have the 1 hour to play with. And he says, after the 1 hour, according to Tosfos, everybody's allowed to do it. So it's certainly not a problem. That's going to come into another problem. He says, because, you know, you have another problem. Because the Rambam writes, so we said like this.
Well, after the 1 hour, you're allowed to eat the ice cream.
According to the
Rambam, there's no prohibition.
Correct, no, but even according to the other Ashkenazi post-game, it's going to allow it. So it's going to be relevant for us in a second.
But the first hour,
it's still Drabanan.
What do you mean?
No, the Isur Drabanan exists within the first hour. After the first hour, there's a Mutar Lagamra, you could eat it. According to Rabbi Yitam, if you want to sit down at 62 minutes and have a tub of ice cream, enjoy. L'chatchila. It's only within the first hour, there's an issue. So the problem is like this. We said, let's go back to Ar Cheshbon. Either you eat the ice cream and you violate Isur d'Rabanan, or you don't eat the ice cream, you violate Isur d'Oraita. So what should you do? Eat the ice cream so that the bracha is chal on the ice cream. But there's a Rambam elsewhere who holds that when you're eating something in a davar isur, there's no bracha. There's no bracha in a davar isur. That's the big machloket. If you're eating non-kosher, do you make a bracha before and after? And the Rambam says no. So he says, wait a minute. Here, you're eating milk after meat, it's a davar isur, and so you want to taste it, so the bracha works on it. Maybe the bracha doesn't work on it. You know why? Because according to the Rambam, there's no bracha in the davar isur. Yeah, so that's what he says. Let me just play up the question for 1 second. That's the answer, but yeah. Correct. Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's what he said. Like I tell my students, so you'll go to the Rabbanan hell. Okay. what do we do? But so, according to the Rambam, though, you can't make a bracha in the Isur. So even if you taste it, you didn't fix anything because the bracha didn't work. So Ravadi answers like Asher did. No. Dvar Isur means like this. You went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you picked up a chicken, you don't make a bracha. You don't do that. Ah, what if the doctor said, you must eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. You must eat it. I can't imagine. Like the cardiologist, okay, fine. You have to eat it, doctor. You have to eat it. No bracha. But it's kosher food. It's kosher ice cream. Chalav Yisrael. It just happens to be the wrong time. That's not what the Rambam meant. So 1 second, for example. This was in the Daf Yomi not so long ago. You're not allowed to eat before Abdallah. You're not allowed to eat before Avdalah. It's Isur d'Rabanan to eat before Avdalah. Let's say a person comes home, Motzei Shabbat, I'm not allowed to eat, and he forgets Avdalah, he washes, he makes Berachah, that's what we're going to have. Now what should he do? Meaning, he's not allowed to eat before Avdalah, but he's a bein Hamotzi, so there the Ramah writes. So eat Hamotzi, and then why? Because better to violate the one Isur d'Rabanan. Aye! But you're not allowed to eat it. It's Dvar Isur. You're not allowed to eat the bread now. So you say, no. Bread's not a Dvar Isur. Bread's not allowed. It's the time is wrong. So for example, even according to the Ramah who says, you don't make a bracha, you don't make a bracha in Dvar Isur, what if you have to eat on Yom Kippur? Doctor says you have to eat, not Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kosher fried chicken. Probably not fried chicken. Kosher chicken on Yom Kippur. You have to eat on Yom Kippur. Doctor said you have to eat on Yom Kippur. Do you make a bracha? Yeah, you make a bracha. It's kosher food. So, it's not, I mean, you already made the bracha. In my case, you already made the bracha. What are you going to do? No, that's the point.
On the Tilat Mimeno, yeah. 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 It's in the tshuva. It seems like it's a bracha in an inappropriate place. It's not like you made one up. Like you made a bracha on food where you shouldn't have. Correct. You used God's name in a ritual context. No, outside of, correct. Not that they did not mandate. In an inappropriate form. You're right. You have to... Correct. You have to, like, you need a lot of thumbs for this, yeah. Correct. Correct. Yeah. So that's not going to work. If I make a bracha on the ice cream, you can't then turn around and drink a glass of water I didn't have in mind.
Is that worse than drinking ice cream? Yeah,
because now the ice cream, then you ate something without a bracha, which could be a worse violation, eating without a bracha. Longer because of the eger. Okay.
But
it could be worse. Yes, it could be worse, though. Because if the bracha didn't chal on the ice cream, it could be worse. If your bracha didn't chal on the water, so now you may have a bracha levatala on the ice cream, and you violated eating without a bracha. Yeah. So, b'kitzur... So if you mean that, no. So if there's a Viennese table, if you sit down at the Viennese table and you make a shahakol on the first floor, the whole table, but fine. But I envision the following happening. That you sneak into the freezer when no one's looking, because this is how it works in my house. Right? You take out you don't want anybody, because if you take it out, everybody's going to want. So you take the spoon, you do like this, you're ready to make the bracha. That's the way I envision it. So there, I meant ice cream, I didn't mean to hold the rest of the thing. But because in that case, in our case, there is a couple of other issues here to discuss, we're not going to get to them right now, but you should taste the ice cream. He goes, and there's a tshuva that says, no, but Moshe says, maybe you should eat enough to make a bracha achrona. He's talking about ice cream, he's talking about others. You should eat a kazayit to make a bracha achrona. He goes, well, a bracha achrona. You taste it just to get out of the bracha. We're not letting you choten iskar here. First of all, ice cream, he's going to say no bracha. Long story, but that you don't do. You taste it just to get out of the bracha problem, and you don't do it.
But it's like